Sit back, close your eyes, make yourself comfortable. And take a few nice, full, deep breaths. And feel your intention to free your own heart. And then scanning your life, you might sense where there's a relationship that has gotten caught up in blame or resentment, where you feel ready to deepen your attention with rain. And when you've located that relationship, as you did earlier, go to the moments where you most feel you get caught. Sense what's going on when blame, resentment gets triggered. What's the person doing or saying? What's happening? And begin rain by simply recognizing, okay, blaming, anger, whatever most is predominant in these moments. Allow it to be there. This is the wave in the ocean right now that we're paying attention to. It belongs. So truly sense that non-resistance that you're allowing. And then with interest, and this is the U-turn, you're going to move from blaming the other person to really investigating what's going on inside of you. Sense the worst part of this. What is it that has gone on that most is triggering? What's most disturbing or distressing? And where do you feel the reaction in your body? Really feel into your body, your throat, your chest, your belly. You can ask, what am I believing? What are you believing? That maybe this person, if they really cared about you, they wouldn't act this way, or they don't understand, you're not being seen. What is it that you're believing? And notice when you're believing this, whatever it is, that they're not loving you, they don't care, whatever it is, how that feels in your body. You might let your body take the posture and your face express what it feels like when that belief is there. Feel where you feel most vulnerable, and if it helps to put your hand there, again, experimenting by putting your hand on your body. So you're feeling into the most vulnerable part of you, the part that's most afraid that something bad's going to happen again, the part that feels most hurt, the part that feels most powerless. So you're breathing and feeling into where your own sense of vulnerability or woundedness would be. So you're feeling into this place in you that really wanted things to be different, that has an unmet need, you might ask that part of you, what is it that you most need right now? What do you need to remember or trust or feel right now that would be healing? This is not something from that other person, but what's the kind of nurturing that you can offer to your own being? Does this part need to trust that it's lovable? Does this part need you to stay with it so you don't leave yourself, to feel accompanied? Maybe it needs to feel forgiven. And listen from your own high self, the most awake part of your being, to what's needed. And begin to explore different ways of nurturing this part of you with touch, with whatever words might be most comforting in this moment, whatever message. And if it helps to sense a wise being that you trust, a spiritual figure helping to hold you and comfort you and nurture you, explore that. Let in love, let in kindness, let in the nurturing. Let yourself relax with it. And you can begin to sense in after the rain that there's more presence, that you're enlarged, that rather than a victim or a reactive small self, that there's more space, more tenderness, maybe more clarity. And it's from that place that you can look fresh at this other person. And you might sense, what were they really hoping for? What was the fear or hurt or unmet need that was creating reactivity in this other person? How might they have felt unloved or unseen or unsafe? When we step out of blame, we can begin to see from a larger, wiser heart. If this person had had their needs met, had gotten what they had wished for, how might they have been different? If they had felt secure or loved or more seen? You might close by simply feeling yourself right here, breathing, letting go of any judgments that might have come up as you did this process about not doing it right, because we tend to do that. Give yourself that gift of saying, let go, let go, and adding yet another round of nurturing if there's any judgment. You might remember the words of the poet Rumi. Out beyond ideas of wrongdoing and right doing, there is a field. I'll meet you there. When the soul lies down in that grass, the world is too full to talk about. Ideas, language, even the phrase each other doesn't make any sense. Okay, my friends, take a few full breaths, and as you're ready, open your eyes and we'll do the last piece of this session together.